In this slide, we're going to break down the force of gravity vector into its x and y components. Now we can use some of our math skills here to help us with this problem. We're told at the beginning that the book is sliding down an inclined plane that's at an angle of 30 degrees to the horizontal. Now if you draw in the vectors, or you sketch in the vectors for the x and y components of the force of gravity, you'll see that this forms a triangle that is similar to the triangle formed by the inclined plane that the book is sliding down. Therefore, we can use the angle that we're given in our problem of 30 degrees and insert it into our new triangle for the force of gravity vectors to help us solve our problem. We can now use trigonometric ratios and our angle that we've been given to help solve for the force of gravity in the y direction and the force of gravity in the x direction, these components of which make up the net force of gravity acting on our object.